Can I sing?
No, not yet. I haven't even done the intro. Welcome to Marooned at Magpie's Headquarters, day 41.
Now can I sing?
If you like.
It's a song for Johnny.
Go on.
Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
It's white, but don't tell Mummy Isaacs. It's amazing,
it's
Jonathan.
Mummy Isaacs and he's playing hard behind the white door. White door.
Make it stop. Can you imagine 41 days marooned in a house with this one?
That's what he's done to me.
You were that crazy before.
Jonathan, I have half a glass of red wine.
Is that all you've got
left?
That's
all that was left.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to paint it. Has he seen the image, Jonathan? This is what we need to know. Hello, Paul.
Good Sunday, Paul.
Good morning, Sydney. I nearly, Mike, do you want to know what happened here behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I very nearly...
Broadcast to Brooklands.
No, I had the wrong thing, so I very nearly did the Brooklands intro. It's all right, it's all organised. You can all trust me.
I've got another bottle downstairs. Hey, you know what?
What?
This bottle that I opened last night and the other bottle that is downstairs are corked.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I had to find a corkscrew.
Crying out loud, because you normally drink fizzy pop.
No, I normally drink wine that's got a screw lid. It's easier to get into. I have bits of cork floating in the wine.
Doesn't that add to the ambience?
I don't know.
The bouquet? I don't know, I don't drink. It all looks like, smells like, and tastes like paint stripper to me.
I was down there thinking, good job it's not our first date.
Is this a special musical edition? Funny you should say that, Paul. We might have some music at the end.
Should have been me off because I couldn't open a bottle of wine.
What would I care? I don't drink. It's not a skill that I think, oh, definitely not. So he likes it. He's going to paint it. Has Mummy Isaacs seen it? This is the question. So after last night's demo, Johnny has success. I thought it looked amazing, but then I was looking at it from a perspective of the technicality of recolouring it in Affinity Photo. Mummy Isaacs won't be so forgiving.
I've got another question for Johnny.
Go on.
Johnny, has your old fella not thought of getting you over from Manchester to actually paint it yourselves?
No, because that would be incitement. Incitement to upset Mummy Isaacs.
I'll tell you what I thought was funny when Johnny said last night that his mum used to work for Seabrook Crisps.
Why?
Because I was opening a packet of Seabrook Crisps.
Yeah, you've got plenty of packets of Seabrook Crisps.
Yeah,
absolutely, you have.
I just thought it was funny.
We're concerned about ordering wine because we don't know about it being signed for. Has anybody got any information on that? That would be good.
I'll post it to the Catinians WhatsApp group.
They'll know.
Yes.
They'll know. That's a good point, actually. You can put in it serious question. Now, what's the word of the weekend,
go on,
people?
Now, we'll do.
There is a new word doing the rounds in the UK. That word is lockdown busting.
Actually, I'm sure Nina would probably bring half a dozen bottles round.
Just find out if it needs signing for.
What, from the Catinian group or from Google?
I don't know whether Google will be any good. It'd be out of date.
Right.
Never trust Google. No. Yes, lockdown busting. This is because we have probably the nicest weather in the UK in the last 2 years, would you say?
Yeah.
So people are being tempted to lockdown bust. It's all over the papers. Seriously, not even joking. There you go. There's the link. Have we been tempted out? No. But guess what the man across the road did? Because this is like the 6 week on the run.
Washed
he's
his
not,
car.
Not being out in the car. It needed washing.
Because I've seen another two tonight.
Can we just shoot them on the grounds of gross incompetence as a human being? I mean, the next is, especially if you get decent weather, then there'll be a shortage of water and the NHS need the water far more than we do. So just leave the cars alone. Step away from the cars. Ridiculous. Oh, and the police are out in force. I'm not surprised, Jonathan. I can imagine in town you've got that lovely grass area. There you go, though, clearing the grass area. crying out loud, what's wrong with these people? There'll be another peak at this rate. And I'm watching the stats come in and they're saying, yes, it's levelling off and reducing. And I'm looking at the bars and I'm thinking, excuse me, they're going up again. Hello? But they're just saying it's fine. It's fine. It's going to be fine. So I thought, fair enough. Oh, and we had Priti Patel on as well. So she was telling us all to get back into our houses. But in such a polite way, nobody took a blind bit of notice. Other thing I spotted was this woman. Now, I don't like Mumsnet to start with, but this was on Mumsnet. She didn't go out. I'll put the link in for you. But she didn't go out to clap the heroes because her son was ill and she dealt with him and then she fell asleep and she missed it. But there's a local group on Facebook and she was actually called out for not being outside clapping. Now, no one knows the exact circumstances of somebody else. You might wonder where somebody was and wonder that, you know, are they OK? But seriously, yeah, is naming and shaming
our
thing?
Our neighbours didn't on Thursday.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just hope they're OK.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't hardly go around and knock, can you? But would you name and shame somebody? No. That's totally the opposite of what it's all about. She got a lot of support anyway.
Oh, talking of Mumsnet.
Mumzillas, they're scary.
No, because they aren't getting as much revenue in from advertising and stuff. They're doing a $4.99, I think it's a month, subscription, which isn't mandatory.
I did hear they were having trouble with adverts, but I just thought, tough. I must admit, they're nasty in that group. You sometimes see stories that have come from Mumsnet on the main news, and it's people laughing at other people and having an opinion. And you're like, really? Whoa, nasty, nasty people on there. She did get her counting right. I noticed that, Jonathan. In fact, there was a newsreader on about 3:05, and she was struggling. She was really, really struggling with the figures. So I froze the video and said to Mike, these numbers. And Mike just read them straight out. And I said, she's stumbling over these. But you could tell, I think, with Priti Patel that they'd actually written them out. Because she was literally, her eyes were moving and she was following it. So they'd obviously written it out in like childish language for her. Perhaps there was pictures as well. But she did get the sums right. Hello, Paul. Opened a bottle, opened a beach and had to close it again because people were ignoring the social distance. This is what I don't get. Do they have no respect for themselves? I mean, I know we say you could be asymptomatic and spreading it to others, but what about you? You might get it from somebody else. Oh, these people. I must admit, I mentally put an L in the word beach there. Got bleach on the brain for some strange reason.
How much?
What are we talking now?
I've gone to Amazon.
Yeah.
I put white wine in. I've sorted by price high to low, which is unusual for me. £599.97 for one bottle.
Yeah, probably not. You sure it's not hand sanitizer? Exactly, Jonathan. It's nobody else's business who goes outside. We see pretty much the same people when we go out. But the lady opposite was really keen on week one. And we didn't see her this week. But you wouldn't name and shame, you know, in a public forum for the local community. That the whole thing is it's about feeling good in extreme circumstances. Not making people feel worse. And this poor woman now feels terrible.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Carrie. Hey, hello, Carrie. People take liberties. You're not kidding, Jonathan, that the idiots I've seen out, there was the one that drove past doing it at least 80 miles an hour. What was interesting the night was, Mike had headed off to bed and I'm sat here, peace and quiet, on my own. And an ambulance went past. No blues and twos on, but it had the lights going, which said to me the road was absolutely clear for once. It's probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. Right, carry on. Oh, hello, Kim. How's Kiva? Oh, I must find that story. There was a woman who was doing her husband's hair and she held the clippers near her dog and made a joke and said, I'll shave the dog. And her husband pushed her in the back and the dog's now got like a slot on its head. It was unkind to the dog.
Blues and twos is the blue...
the lights and the siren.
And sirens.
Blues and twos, we call them. That's because they sort of go da-da, da-da, da-da. So the two is da-da. So blues and twos.
I think this is Carrie's first time, isn't it?
I think it is. This is where we talk about all things we've done in the day, Carrie. Oh, and we have some stories. We have a special shopping with Elaine moment that I'll be sharing shortly.
For those of you who don't know, Carrie's one of our original map biters, I think.
Yes, she is.
Yes, along with Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, was it last night or the night before?
Yep. And Damien, but Damien doesn't do Marooned.
No.
Damien's on Facebook. Oh, I'm glad Kiva's doing well. Lola's looking very sorry for herself, but I think it's because she's not eating 24/7 nor being taken for a walk 24/7. So she's got the big brown eyes of disgust staring at us.
I think that counts as essential journey, doesn't it, for Carrie?
I believe it does, yeah. Feeding and caring for horses, absolutely. That's so important. But, you know, you really shouldn't come to it that you've got to put that on your car. But we have been saying that... you probably know it, Carrie. Manor Avenue in Sale, it runs parallel with Washway Road. And we're seeing more and more and more cars. And I noticed today they had an extra slide on the government's announcement, which was how they're calculating it. And I heard it and then I thought, I'm going to have to play that back. They're using Apple Maps.
Well, I thought he said Apple Max.
Apple Maps isn't any use for anything else. Plus the fact, if you're using data where people have asked for directions, by definition, they don't know where they're going. Unless there's some magic that they've got going on, that of which I am unaware. Dinner sounds lovely, Kim. Chicken and veggies and fried potatoes. We've got some fried curly things that you like. Curly fries.
Curly fries.
I got him some curly fries.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah, there you go, you see.
Yeah, they're buried deep in the freezer.
Yep, there's tomorrow's lunch sorted then. Do you have that slide to hand on the Apple Maps? I was listening whilst on a walk. Let me have a look. I watched it on video, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. Let's have a look. It actually had some text at the top of it as well. Where's the bit about Patel's talk?
I'll ask Carrie. She might know.
Are you implying that Carrie's drinking heavily?
I don't know if Carrie drinks. Carrie, I know that you get your shopping delivered. If you get alcohol, do you have to sign for it? Or do you have to have an adult to sign for it?
Yeah, because we haven't got one in the house.
Well, I'm not an adult, no.
Or maybe the dog can sign for it. You never know. Right, I'm trying to find these stats. Slides, government briefing. They're not on the BBC, which is unusual. You can watch it later.
Because, Carrie, I'm running out of red wine and it's becoming a catastrophe.
Yeah, absolute catastrophe. Mike's not got enough red wine. Oh, the slides are on the gov.uk, Jonathan, I think, according to that. There we go. What a fabulous link. I shall hang on to that one. There we go. All the slides, apparently. Right. What's my new shopping adventure? Oh, yeah. 14,000 steps, Jonathan. That's obscene. Have I managed 14?
How many have I done?
Oh, I'm in the thousands. I'm not doing bad, considering.
10,334.
There's always one showing off.
Well, I've taken Lola out.
You see, Carrie's done the decent thing and got it all from Greece, so she's got a stockpile. Unlike you. Right. Let me have a look. Carrie's saying traffic certainly increased 2 weeks ago. It was just you and now there's loads. Exactly. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing far more cars. It quietens down about 8 o'clock usually in the evening. But
ooh, they do data sets for me.
There you go, Mike. He just decided he'd done enough charts as well. No, it's quite normal out there now. You wouldn't think there was a lockdown going on. That's what annoys me. Because we'll all be in for longer, the longer these idiots are out there. Feeding horses is most acceptable. Visiting people, you know, carers, etc., most acceptable. Most of these people probably going to be in queue. That's all I can say. So what was my shopping adventure? Oh, it was exciting. As you will know if you were with us last night, on MacBites After Hours. There I was. And Carrie, you wouldn't have been there. It was midnight. But for the last few weeks at midnight, I've been trying to get a delivery slot. So we do it live on After Hours. It's a hoot. So there I was, poised last night. I was in the middle of recolouring the Queen. Don't ask, Carrie. It was that green dress she had on. We were recolouring it. We were making up our own entertainment. So I was poised. I'd done the fake checkout. This is where you do a pre-checkout and it says, these items aren't available, which if you try to do that at the point there's a slot, you'll lose the slot. So the other thing was the stuff had been in there that long in the basket. I was starting to get into the danger zone of losing items. So I did my first pass. The gluten-free stuff vanished. I was not pleased. But because I'd done it so much earlier, I'd managed to find a spare. So that was fine. So there I was poised. Clicked it, no slots. So if it's not there at 1 minute, 1 second past midnight, you've no chance. So that was that. This morning I checked again. All of the gluten-free stuff had vanished. But I thought, I'll have a look round. So I did. I had no idea Morrison's did their own cheaper brand gluten-free. So instead of the loaf being £2.80, I know that's obscene, but it's gluten-free, it was £1.70. So I thought, well, we'll stick three of those in then. So win-win at that stage. So I was pondering what else had gone out of stock in the last 12 hours while I was trying the checkout. So as I say, it was coming up to 3 o'clock at this stage. So I'm clicking buttons and playing around. It was literally just before 3 o'clock. Because I noticed the time was heading to the top of the hour, I thought, well, I'll do that first pass checkout thing. And that way it would tell me what wasn't available. At this point, Mike started rabbiting on. He was going on about his chocolate. He was making disparaging comments about his current diet. So he's saying, I think you should take the chocolate out of the basket. Well, by this stage, it was 3 o'clock. It was too late because I clicked checkout. I let out an almighty roar and screamed yes at the top of my voice as he went, what? I said, I could have got into trouble for that, I can assure you. But I have a delivery slot booked at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Since when can you get a slot at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? There wasn't a slot at 3:10, but there was at 3:01. I grabbed it tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. I have a delivery slot. At the moment, I have stuff in the basket, but there'll be two issues. 2 hours before it's due, so 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'll start getting messages saying X isn't available. Do you want Y? And the other thing is, if something's just totally out of stock and they don't deem that there is a replacement, then it'll just be unceremoniously whipped out of the basket. But I have a delivery slot. Oh, the excitement. It's a real shopping with Elaine, isn't it, Carrie? You never thought you'd hear the day. If you buy something in a foreign country, do you have to pay VAT when you return? Yes, we do. That's the rule. Yes. Carrie would know. Not within the EU, but outside the EU, yes.
Carrie, I'll swap your delivery slots for some wine.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? Where are you trying to get your delivery slots, Carrie? I'm going via Prime now at Morrison's. And I'm having way more joy than Mike is. However, Mike has got a slot, haven't you?
I've got a slot.
One for next week for or something.
I've got two next week and one the week after, I think.
One was the first week in May, so it'll be after next Friday, probably. But yes, I've managed to get a slot. Oh, yes.
It's only with Asda, Carrie. It's not with Morrison's or Waitrose, unfortunately.
Well, it's just you just take who you can get now. Yeah. No one can do.
And I've not been able to get a Tesco. I've had one Tesco slot, and that came this week, and I had that for 2 weeks. I'm not being able to get any other Tesco slot.
Thing is, I find weird. You have to take the slot and then put something in. I have to put something in and then take the slot.
Yeah, the other day
it's weird.
The other day, it came up with a slot at Tesco's, and I selected it. And I expected something to pop up on the screen to confirm, and nothing did. You got a little processing circle going round, and then it just popped up, and I clicked. Well, nothing popped up, and I clicked the start shopping button, and it told me that I didn't have a slot, and I couldn't start shopping.
But the thing was, he did that three times. Three times the slot was there. Three times he clicked it and tried to start shopping. And in the end, when he said that's what it should do, as he clicked the slot, and he said there's no slots available. Oh, poor Mike. I'm glad. Carrie says she only tuned in for Shopping with Elaine. Shopping with Elaine has become a complete nightmare, Carrie. I've started noticing how much things are, like bread. I mean, it's because it's gluten-free, but that's not the point. It's like, wow, look at the price of that. Carrie will be unaware so far of the Toblerone fiasco, won't she?
She will.
Toblerone was £3.50 a bar, and then it got reduced to £3. And it was £3 for a long time. Mike has become addicted to said Toblerone. And Amazon sell it in packets of 10. So we've got photos of Mike sitting here cradling a box of Toblerone with 10 in it, £30. That box of 10 Toblerone is now £50. And if you want one Toblerone, which was £3, it's now £9. It's absolutely obscene.
Carrie, you're not old enough to be vulnerable, but if it gets your shopping done, why not?
You're never old enough to be vulnerable.
No.
Ridiculous. Yeah, but every little helps. We have Nina, my bestie, who's fed the dog basically for 3 months, hasn't she? She's going out because...
Does Carrie know about Lola? Yes, she will do.
Of course she will. Yeah. She's been on the show. Oh, yeah. Yes. The lovely Lola. She was going out doing some shopping for her mother, and we were up to the eyeballs with people wanting training in video conferencing. Nina's not big on dogs, but she staggered here with about 8 packets of dog food, 8 ounces of dog food. Oh, yes, the lovely Lola. Lola's giving us the stink eye today. I think she's warm.
This says age verification required on delivery. Proof of age and a signature will be required on delivery.
That's exactly what I said, Mike.
I can't see them wanting to bother, though.
No, but it's the law. And the last time I ordered a bottle of gin, obviously not for me. And yeah, they needed everything and your inside leg measurement. He was talking about a passport at one point. So... I honestly don't know how they do that either. If you need a signature, oh, it's too dangerous. Can't you just distill your own or something? Something like that would be fine. Let's have a look. My grocery delivery took out my bar soap. I can't believe we don't have soap. Let's have a look if there's soap. Because there wasn't any liquid soap. Liquid soap they did not have. I wonder if you can change your Prime Now order. Can you alter it and add something to it? That's something I did not know about. Let's have a look. You can view the order. There's my order. No, all you can do is cancel it. And I don't really want to cancel it. But do you know what I forgot to order? I've just realised with Jonathan. I should have ordered some of that cheese for the pasta.
Oh, yeah, Parmesan.
Yeah, so put it on your order because I can't change mine.
Right. I can't change mine until... 2 days before.
This is ridiculous. Right, so I'm going to Prime now. What was I looking up? What did I just say I was going to look up? Yeah, Johnny's company's got the best no signature thing. That's exactly what's needed.
If an ID check is required, the driver will complete it at a distance.
He'll actually have to see you, though. They all look the same with a mask on. What difference does it make? Oh, dear. Oh, now Carrie's got flour. Flour is one of the things that our other friends who like to bake cake are saying is desperately out of stock. One of them went shopping last week, managed to get one bag of probably self-raising flour. And she wrote back and said, you know, I've got this bag of flour, one bag of flour. And she said, you know, she was so grateful to get it. She said, I nearly did a full-on knee slide. I thought, it has come to that. You get a slot and you're dancing around the house.
See you, Johnny.
Goodbye, Johnny.
He's going to tell Mummy Isaacs.
He's not going to tell Mummy Isaacs. He's running scared.
About the white door.
Oh, so Carrie's going to swap us 2 bags of bread flour for some yeast. I saw something that was posted in our Slack group, Carrie. Don't know if you're in the Slack group. That you can create your own yeast from something or other. I can't remember now what it was. Alistair posted it, I And it was fascinating. Fascinating. Johnny will be back if it's less than half an hour. Yeah, this yeast literally grew itself. I think it took 48 hours and you'd got yeast. And it was like, whoa, how? But it apparently it was true. Now, last night we were laughing over Donald Trump, which most of us do. And I said, oh, come on. You know, these companies, he'd mentioned ingesting or injecting bleach. And I said that the companies who'd come out and were saying, please don't ingest the bleach, were making the most of it to advertise their products. And that no one would be stupid enough to do that. Apparently, people are being stupid enough to do that. There's the link. It's in America, and they've had more than 60% more calls about what you do if you've ingested bleach than they had this time last year. So, fair enough. I was wrong. People really are that stupid. Not as stupid as the other people. I'm sure you'd have seen this story, but our friends abroad won't have. Lucky you. A couple who travelled 300 miles for a mini break. They were found asleep in their car and didn't have a driving licence between them and no insurance, which begs the question where they'd got the car from. But I digress. 300 miles for a mini break. Anyway, police told them straight. No option, no exceptions, no alternative. The fine will be in the post. How stupid do you have to be is the question, which is a question we've pondered for the last 41 days. Right, let's see. What's he said now? Carrie, you're better off. He made a... It was bizarre, actually. He made this comment where he was saying that light killed the virus and disinfectant killed the virus. So if we could get the light inside ourselves or ingest the bleach, it might kill it. This was yesterday. He's been denying it ever since. It's been hysterical. Yeah, I saw the video, Paul, where he said he was being sarcastic and he'd said it to see how the media reacted. And I thought, I've seen that video. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But it wasn't quite as clear as they made out that it was. But what's been happening since is Dettol, what's that other one? Is it Florex? But basically, UK bleach companies and cleaning product companies have been coming out and saying, please don't ingest it. And I said on last night's show, nobody would be that stupid. And that's why I put that link in. I stand corrected. People are that stupid. So some people have done it. I don't suppose he's taking any, I was going to say credit, blame for that one. He's, there's been a meme going around on Facebook for weeks, and it's been a picture of Donald Trump behind the medical person making a speech at the podium, and he's got duct tape on his mouth, and the meme thing says that they've invented a mask that will save millions. You know, basically shutting him up. But he still keeps coming out and he still keeps going on. It's unbelievable. Now, I thought I'd also share, but there's a weirdy story here that I thought was crazy. Some people who've got second homes are moaning because they can't visit their second homes. You know, first world problems there. You've got two homes and don't know which one to stay in. But this story that came up, I thought, whoa, really? Now, the government, the British government, have rolled out support for businesses who are struggling. Well, obviously, if you think about it, there will be hotels, guest houses in places like the Lake District where they're really struggling right now because they've got no guests. And this scheme allows them to apply for a grant of £10,000 to see them through. So far, so good. The government obviously completely missed the fact that the rules on who qualifies to apply are such that as long as your business is, you're offering rooms in your business for 140 or 141 days a year, you qualify. So these people with second homes probably aren't in those second homes for 140 days of the year, and they're applying for a grant. They're not a business, though. So it's basically free money. That's the government for you. The government are now begging people not to apply for it unless they are actually a business. Like that's going to work. Just saying. You know, if they can put their foot in it, the government will. But the last one that I've got, this one is very British. Sense of humour. Sense of humour makeover for the naked man. Oh, Carrie will have missed the one from yesterday. Shall I reshare that? Because if Carrie doesn't look at the news, this one is actually worth seeing, Carrie. So let me go find it and share it with you. This, and I will admit, when I say the news, it was the Daily Star. But even so, it was worth a look. You wouldn't want to miss out on this kind of thing. So let me go find it. That was after the Richard Branson was poor. This is the one. This is the one. Carrie, if you only look at one, it's got to be that one. Which was a couple who were out for a walk who spotted another couple making their own recreation on a public beach in Brighton. I shall leave the rest to your imagination and the photos in the accompanying story. That could work. You know, when all this is over, we're going to have a vote on the biggest COVID idiot and the funniest story. And I think that one might be up there. Just saying, I think it might be up there. While we're having a good old laugh, it's a fabulous one, isn't it, Karen? It's just brilliant. And the funniest thing was when you read to the bottom of the article, the woman who took the photograph said she hadn't sent it to the police, she just sent it to the papers. I mean, to be honest, the police aren't going to be the slightest bit interested. But even so, and the other funny comment was where they said they should be ashamed of themselves and if their friends and family recognise them. And I thought, from that photo, if your friends and family recognise you, you've got bigger problems. Yeah, that one is high up there at the moment with funniest event. Do you know what's rarer than a delivery slot, though, Mike?
What?
And this is actually something way more important. The coronavirus tests for key workers. They've opened up a scheme in the UK for the last 2 days where they've got tests available. You can either book a test in a test centre or they can send a test kit to you. And the idea is they've said they'll be up to 100,000 a day by Thursday. And yesterday, as I got up, because I'd missed the 9 o'clock rush, obviously, they said the site had crashed. Do you remember me saying to you about Just Giving?
Yeah.
And how difficult it is to keep a site up that's having that much traffic. But it turned out it hadn't crashed at all. They'd run out of tests, you know, like Morrison's run out of slots. Today, same thing happened. They'd had all the tests they had, which was something like over 30,000, and they'd gone in 15 minutes. So it wasn't that the site had crashed, it's just that they can't, there aren't enough tests to go around. Like delivery slots. Is Naked Man ancient? Oh, that's been there years, absolutely. I forget what it's actually called. It's on a hillside, isn't it? And they keep redoing it. See if I can find it. Naked Man, UK, wiki. Hillside, I should probably put in. I'm not actually sure where that is. Do you know where it is?
No.
Let's try that. See if that does any good. I'm a letter missing, and that makes that search wholly different. There's loads of those. Now, where is it? Is it a hill figure? Is it that one? It's that one. Right, it is a geolith, usually designed to be seen from afar rather than from above. In this case, trenches are dug and rubble made from material brighter than the natural bedrock is placed in them, and it's often chalk. Now, this one, I think, is it the Long Man of Wilmington? Could well be. Oh, no, hang on. It's that one there, isn't it? It's in Dorset. So it's the Cern Abbas giant chalk figure near the village of Cern Abbas. So, yes, that's been there all the time. And there's a white horse as well, isn't there? That's the one I've seen, the other one, the white horse. I'll put this in and you can have a look at it, Kim. There you go. It's actually quite nice when people are buying stuff local, though, isn't it? I said about all the milkmen are now back in demand and one had changed from something else. What is that idiot doing, Mike?
Either cutting the grass or cutting a sheet of metal.
It sounds more like a strimmer, doesn't it? Let us know if you can hear it, because we do optimise these microphones, but there's an idiot outside with something electronic garden-wise, which annoys me. So the White Horse is in Salisbury Plain. I've never actually seen it myself. Got some good deliveries from the mailman. Carrie, what we've been doing for the last few weeks, since the end of March. The end of March, we had a party planned. Mike's been in charge of a local group for the year, and we'd got the entire weekend booked for the end of year party. So we were starting off with a breakfast and then an evening party and lunch the next day. And it was going to be fabulous. But a couple of weeks before, I'd been saying to Mike since February, this isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. But it didn't look like we'd be put into lockdown. But I said to him, you've got to choose. You know, you've got to make your mind up, because it's not safe. Certainly not for the age group that these people are. So we decided that we would bin the whole lot. And then I said, but why can't we take the party online? So we have done. And it went out live on Brooklyn's 196 radio station. So we had this huge party and it was such fun. We decided we'd do music every week since. And that's exactly what we've been doing. So every week at 8 o'clock on a Saturday, we dive out of Marooned. We dive straight into Brooklyn's 196 and have a heck of a music party. Kim's joined us the last couple of weeks. I think Tracy was there too. And Paul, I think it was Paul. Paul or Peter?
Paul.
Paul was there, wasn't he? I'm not sure about Peter. Yeah, so we've been having a whale of a time. What we thought we'd do today, Mike came up with a brilliant idea, which I loved. I loved the idea of this, but whether this would see the light of day. He said, why don't we broadcast Marooned to Brooklands as well? And I said, because they'd all have a cardiac arrest. But he's up for it next week. Paul from Sydney, you were at the party. Great show. Excellent. Yes, we've got some more lined up for tonight. I've actually done a DJ edit of a song tonight. If you remember last week, if you were with us last week, the guy who's taken over from Mike, so the title's president. So Mike is immediate past president and we now have a new president. And he popped on last week and said, oh, sorry, I'm late. I was watching Michael Palin. And it was a repeat of a programme that he does where he travels around the world by train. So he said, and it was in, and he stopped there. So he sent the text, the message, and it said, and he was in, and we had no idea. So we thought, well, it'll carry on with the message. And a good 5 minutes went by, didn't it? And people started saying, he was where? He was where? So he came in and he said, he was Bangkok. He was in Bangkok. At which point I decided there was only one song to play, wasn't there? Murray Head One Night in Bangkok. Anyway, Michael Palin's on again tonight and he happens to be in Vietnam. So I've done a special mix from the soundtrack of Good Morning Vietnam to play when he arrives, when his programme's finished. So you went with us tonight. Oh, sun comes off shift and making pizza. Sounds fabulous. Is everybody still okay there? Because I know you've been in lockdown a little bit longer than us, and it's not been good over there.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Let me catch up. Yeah, I think I'm caught up. Wonder where Johnny is. Johnny's trying to keep his dad out of trouble with his mum, but sometimes he can come back, you see. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, we've been having a ball with that. But what Mike had decided was that we could do a swap over tonight at the end of the show. You know, when you've got a news programme and it welcomes the World Service. That was his plan. I don't know how this is going to work, but we could try it. Just proving the point that I can broadcast to both at the same time as well. That could get very dangerous.
That reminds me of 22 and a half minutes gone in the second half and we now get the World Service joining us. That'll only mean something to people who listen to Radio 2.
I thought it was Radio 5.
Well, it was Radio 2 when I was a kid.
Yeah, all those years ago, because they only had two. So what's everybody else up to? Carrie's got lovely horses to look after. Her adorable horses. How's the field doing at the moment? It should have dried out a bit, shouldn't it? I've been following your adventures as you've laid the I don't know all the proper words for it, but well, no, it wasn't turf. It's more like decking, but I don't know the proper word. I'm sure horses don't have a deck. But then I don't know. I've only ever really ridden a horse properly once. Apparently, I was told by somebody who was the captain of the... Well, I had a friend at school, and she invited... She had her own horse. Not a pony, her own horse, age 14. And she invited me round there. So I toddles round, and I was a lot taller than she was. And she said, you know, you're going to need a bigger horse. So she drags her mum's horse out, I think, which was way bigger. And she knew I'd never ridden properly before. Her father didn't, neither did her mother. So I gets on this horse, by some miracle I gets on this horse. And I starts cantering off with it, you know, walking first. So we'll just walk up this path and see how we go. And she said, don't tell him you've never been on a horse before. So we comes back and he said, you're a natural. I just thank you, because the thing was, her father was the captain of the Greater Manchester Mounted Police Service, and her mum was the first female mounted officer. So she said, "Don't tell him you've never been on a horse before." I enjoyed it; it was good. Didn't go back though.
I once went horse riding. Well, a few times. I used to go horse riding in. It was a riding school. Carrie might know it. Up Woodford Way, near where George Best's house used to be. Or the public toilet, as we used to call it.
It did. It was a weird-looking house, that. Find a picture and share it. It was very weird. It was very... It actually looked continental, didn't it? It would have looked more at home in Greece or Spain or somewhere like that, on the coast. It was really weird to see it in the middle of Cheshire.
That one there.
Oh, everyone's fine, but daughter-in-law is planning to go home. Oh. She must feel so... I mean, she's moved three times, hasn't she? She must feel so uncertain and unsure. You need your comforts. That's why I keep saying, you know, if you are at home and it's your home and you don't need to go out, then don't go out. But it must be terrible if you're somewhere that you're not comfortable or... I mean, the big thing over here people are talking about is if you've got a violent partner. And they actually had some footage of the police going in and arresting these blokes. It was frightening. They had masks on. They were dragging this guy out. And you're thinking, you know, if he's like that with the police, what's he like in the house? It must be really, really unnerving if you're stuck somewhere that doesn't feel like home or that you're just not used to. But if you are at home, then why can't you stay at home? That's not difficult. Not finding that difficult. Yeah, Rachel was doing...
Yeah, hey, Sarah, you're right, Gary.
What?
George Best called his house K-Sara.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Carrie's
that one.
Just posted that, and it's.
Have you got the picture? It was always behind huge fences,
yeah,
wasn't
just
it?
I posted some pictures.
Right. Well, it'll come through eventually. My chat seems slower than yours.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. There it is. I wouldn't have said it looked like a giant toilet though, but then it was behind huge hedges when I saw it.
Didn't you used to go to? I think we've had this conversation before, Carrie. Was it Slack Alice's?
Oh, crying out loud. They're going off on the youth now. Yeah, that was it. But
Slack
obviously...
Alice was a club that Bestie owned. I'm sure Carrie said she used to go there.
I will admit, the one outside where he stood on the steps...
Slacks, yeah, that's the one.
The one where he stood on the steps, it does look like Stretford Arndale. It's quite angular, isn't it? It definitely doesn't look anything like a British house. And the one where you can see the whole house with the wall round it, whoa, you can't do that now. There is a huge fence up round there. Like, and hedges. Can't see a darn thing. you still have your membership card to be able to visit, won't you? So did we all have fun last night at After Hours? Jonathan had a ball. Jonathan learned how to colour the door. Wasn't there another one that you both went to? The Grab a Granny Night or something?
Yeah.
What was that one?
Who, me and Carrie?
Wasn't that something Hall?
Bredbury Hall.
Bredbury Hall.
Yeah, Bredbury Hall. And Rotters, not Rotters.
Oh yeah, Rotters was one. I
remember
the
went
name.
To Rotters.
I didn't go.
Bredbury Hall.
Can I make an admission right now?
Sorry?
Can I make an admission right now?
Yeah.
While you're reminiscing about all the nightclubs you visited.
Yeah.
I've never been to a nightclub.
Oh, you haven't missed anything.
No, because I was... What was I doing?
Studying.
Reading a book. You see, I'm coming to my own now.
Quaffers,
that was one.
You serve quaffers every New Year's Eve.
Mike's wild and impetuous youth luckily came to his senses when he met me. I'll say no more about that.
Yeah.
So what about text soap? Who enjoyed text soap? I've realised today, Jonathan's not here so I can say it, been tinkering with 125, and realised, you know that change that was made, Mike? You needed, the plugin was updated for the media player and it needed to change?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's upset my automated processing. So now we will need to revisit that and re-automate it. So you like text soap. It's incredibly powerful. It is a really good app. As I said, my main concern with it was the fact that the license was activated. Whereas with BB Edit, it's not. And you saw with BB Edit, I could make multiple files. But I could see last night as I did it that I'm going to need to tweak it. So once I've tweaked it this week, I can show you exactly how to do that and make multiple files. BB Edit, I think the price did go down. It's nowhere near as expensive as it used to be. But it's still not cheap because it's a professional level, amazing application. Let's have a look at it by BB Edit now. What's the price? Whoa, that price has come down. Amazingly come down. Whoa. It used to be about £260. And I told you the story about how I got in touch with them and explained I'd switched from Windows. And they gave me upgrade pricing. Well, the full license is now only $49.99. So it's actually only $10 dearer than TechSoap. And it's a fully fledged editor that can do all that TechSoap can do and more. So yes, I need to take a deeper look on BB Edit, don't I? Show you how I did that. Going to try it this week. You see, if you've got setup, then you've already got TechSoap. Have you got setup, Carrie? It's a subscription service, £10 a month, and there's a whole library of software that comes with it. Jonathan is a huge fan, huge fan. He's been trying to tempt Mike with it. He's not got me yet, but he has been trying to tempt Mike. So last night we did a demonstration of it and how it can clean up your text. So we cleaned up a whole block of text. What I'll do next week is put the two side by side and try and get it to completely clean my show notes. We'll see how it can do that. I will show you BB Edit next week, yes. What I've done with BB Edit, the bit I showed you where I exported it from Scrivener and then ran it through BB Edit, is like the final thing. Once you've programmed it, you can just push a button. But in terms of how you get to that stage, I'll show you that. And of course, there was lots of requests for Notion as well. Distracted remembering Bestie's television used to disappear off the chimney. Oh, when you think now, the TV now is probably be on the wall, wouldn't it? Like the couple opposite who've got two 80-inch screens, one in each front room. And I think they normally sit separate, don't they? And watch two different programmes. But what happened was the football was on and the dog wanted to go outside. And Mike went outside and I said, you know, you're missing the match. He said, no, I just watched it over the fence. Because it's that big, it's like a little cinema screen. Still on the fence with setup, despite Jonathan's prodding. Got a few of the apps already. That's my problem. It does have a lot of good apps in it. And I think it would be an easier decision if like 10 apps came up for renewal at the same moment. But with mine, they don't. So I've already got Pathfinder, which would be one of them. And I deliberately didn't upgrade that. Version 8 did not work well with Google File Stream, which is the Google Drive client for the enterprise side. And because of that, I left it alone. Setup is $9.99 a month, Simon, but you can get a discount. You get 2 months free if you take it by the year, not by the month. But the range of software that there is amazing. And some of the things that they've got, like Ulysses is subscription anyway. So all you're doing is swapping your Ulysses subscription for £38 a month and you're switching it over. So basically you'd get 4 months free. Or at least 4 months equal, and you'd get all of the other software as well. So I agree, Paul, if I had none of them, it would be a total no-brainer, even though I'm not fond of subscriptions either. But some of them you need the subscription anyway, because the software is on subscription basis. But I looked at Pathfinder, and I was seriously thinking, you know, if it doesn't work with Google Drive, there's no point. That was where I was at. And then all of a sudden, an offer came on, one of these bundle type things. And in this bundle, one of the things, and I think the bundle was something like £18. It was ridiculously cheap. There was a couple of apps I didn't have and Pathfinder, and it was cheaper than the upgrade. So then I got that. Then there was another upgrade that was like £7. You know, yes, it does add up, but you kind of think, well, if that's not updated for 2 years, I'm paying out for setup for 2 years, but I'm not paying for the update for 2 years. So it swings and roundabouts. It really does depend. In Mike's circumstances, I think there's so many apps that are in there that he might find beneficial that he hasn't already got. It would probably be worth his while. Plus the fact he's already paying a full amount for a subscription to Ulysses, which I'm not, because I'm grandfathered on it. And I do have a lot of the other apps, and the apps that I don't have, I don't really want. That's the problem. If there were apps that I did, then I would definitely go for it. So, Carrie's vanished. I just said to Carrie, have you got set up? I don't think you would, Carrie. Just thinking. You're probably like me. And you don't want another subscription. I don't want another subscription. But if they put something in there, there's a question for somebody who is on the fence at the moment, or it's a definite no. What app would they have to put in it to make you think, oh, I think I'll do that now? Because there are already quite a few apps. Does it actually tell you on the page how many apps? It's a silly name as well, setup. I guess it's a set of apps. But weird. It should tell you. It should give you just a number. But, you know, I look at the ones that are incredibly good. So Bartender, Downy, Capto, BetterZip, Archiver, Paste. What else have we got? Pachico, Sip, Cloud Mounter, use all of those. What else have we got? MyNode's in it. That's a subscription now. There's one called Manuscripts, which I haven't got and I haven't tried, but I probably would try it. Task Paper's in it, Hype's in it, but it's not Hype Pro. Cloud Outliner, but again, it's not the Pro version. Code Runner's pretty worthwhile. Eon Timeline. So the thing is, if you haven't got these, but all the ones I'm reeling off to you, I've already got. Swift Publisher, Screens, Paste, Permute. What else have we got? You've got SQL Pro thing, haven't you, Mike? Expressions I've already got. Workspaces I've already got. I haven't got Side Notes, but then that probably wouldn't be that expensive, would it? There's a good few I haven't got. But sadly, they're the ones I probably wouldn't be bothered with. Although Mike was quite taken with Busy Contacts, weren't you? You're interested in that.
I am.
And Drop Zone. Now, the version of Drop Zone you would get would be version 4. And I haven't upgraded that one. Also, Espresso's in it, and that's subscription. So I can see it would actually. I mean, the number of apps that's in it is amazing now. And the price hasn't gone up. When it started, the price was the same price. But there was far fewer apps in it than there is now. Mars Edit's in it. Yoink's in it. Unite's in it. I'm talking myself into it, have you noticed? That's because Jonathan's not here. Jonathan was here, be pushing me in the back. Oh, Side Notes needs Catalina. Oh, no. You so are not a pensioner, Carrie. No way. You are a senior in experience, is how we're wording it now. Oh, Microsoft 365, that's a good one. Yeah, because that would virtually pay for it, wouldn't it? Sadly, can't see them doing that. Is Scrivener in it? No, I don't believe it is. Let me have a look. I don't think so. Scrivener. Nope, Scrivener's not part of it. Is Mariner stuff in it? There's one called Manuscripts. But, you know, if you're into Scrivener, you're not going to change, are you? Manuscripts. Write a book and do it easily, it says. Let's have a look at it. Well, the first page doesn't look gripping. Second page makes it look like a text editor. third one looks a little bit more like Scrivener. But it's not Scrivener, nowhere near.
Can I just say we have quite a few people listening to Brooklands. Would now be the time to switch over?
Should we frighten them to death? Oh, dear. Do you want to do the crossover?
No, we'll wait till 8.
I would, until you frighten them.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Because they're probably listening to some hymns or something.
Yeah, they are.
There you go, you see. They don't need us diving in. Is Simon baking? Simon's baking's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Catalina could be an issue if they force an upgrade. Does it allow for older versions? I'm not sure, Paul. Jonathan would be the one to ask about that. I don't believe he's gone to Catalina. The problem is, like, I'm seething at the moment, that I've got an applicant. See, Jonathan's back. Whee! You should video the calls. You absolutely should. I hope everyone's doing okay. Arguments on whether lettuce should live in the fridge. You mean you've got lettuce? And where should lettuce live in the fridge, Jonathan? Tell us, we need to know this. We have two fridges. So it lives in the one where the cooker was, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's the overflow fridge. We were discussing setup, Jonathan. You kick yourself, you missed that discussion. In the drawer, which could get forgotten about, or on a shelf. Well, it is the salad drawer, isn't it? You wouldn't forget about it if you do what Mike and I do, which is you take it down to nothing. You take the fridge down to absolutely nothing on a Friday. And then we used to shop once a week. Those were the days. Actually go into a shop and shop kind of thing. Yeah. Consensus was if it had office in it, we'd all go for it. And we're looking. See, that's what his mum said. See, I know exactly what each of them would say. And your dad would say, pass me the brush, I'm going to paint the front door. Can't wait to see the picture of that. Absolutely. The drawer will last longer. Mmm. I thought that's what it was all about, that salad went in the salad drawer. That's where I look for salad. We have overflow, but then we do have two salad drawers. So we shouldn't really have more in. But at the moment, what you order isn't necessarily what you get. So we may have like 57 types of mushroom and no lettuce. So we're just making do with food. But hey, we're not starving, so there's no problem. Good night, Simon. Enjoy your dinner. Right, we are going to have to join Brooklyn shortly, aren't we?
There's a reason I can't hear you in my headphones.
Let me have a look. Have I cut him off in for a minute in his prime? Yes, because my volume's down to nothing. I do like to stretch Mike's imagination every now and then to answer his own questions. Yes, I shall have to have it on because I'm about to go into music mode. A music mode. What are we starting with, Mike? So we're going to have to have that keyed up.
I'm still standing.
We're starting with Elton John and I'm still standing. So I'll get that keyed up. Right. And then they'll set me challenges. What was the one about the... There was I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Not even joking. Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. If you've never heard our music show, it's like nothing you will ever have heard before. I can assure you. Right, we'll have the original from the album that was what, Mike?
Sorry?
Oh, he's lost the plot.
No, I've got my other headphone in.
What album did I'm Still Standing come from?
I don't know.
Too Low for Zero. Come on, Chopty Chop Chop. That was the early 90s. Right. Early 80s even. I'm the Urban Spaceman. Oh, that's a good one. I have to put that down from Carrie. There you go. Put that one down. Right. Da-da-da. Can you play the Crazy Frog? Which is Crazy Frog? What was the song?
I don't know, but I'll stick it in.
I'm thinking, I vaguely remember that, but I couldn't possibly tell you. Right, Crazy Frog. I know the picture. Know the picture. It's Axel F and the Crazy Fox.
Axel F.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yep, we'll sling that
right,
on as well.
Right, we've got less than a minute.
Right, I've got to get ready. So are we doing the crossover?
Yeah.
I'll have to cut you off when the music starts, but you are all welcome to join us at brooklands196.com. So all you need to do is to go to brooklands196.com and click play on the bottom of there, where we're going to do a crossover. So I'll do a quick in and a quick out here. This will be fantastic, won't it?
Well, why right. You're a crazy frog. Yeah.
You see, you've reminded him now. Hello, good evening and welcome to all of those listening on Brooklands 196. What you don't know about our life is that we actually have two radio stations, and we are at the moment live on the other radio station. So by the miracle of modern technology, we're now going live on both. So I have three chat rooms now and lots of people here listening. So we are doing an out on our current show, which is on MacBytes.fm. We've had an hour's chat all about how we're getting on while we are marooned at home. So the show is called Marooned at MacBytes HQ. And we've had an absolute blast. So I'm going to say good night to everybody who's listening on MacBytes FM. We will see you next time.